A coalition of Republicans and a handful of breakaway Democrats are resisting holding a vote on the abortion rights provision. It would codify into state law the federal rights granted to New York's women under the Roe v. Wade decision. The Senate ruling coalition is also not likely to bring to the Senate floor a bill to adopt public financing of statewide campaigns. Governor Cuomo called the Independent Democratic Conference members into his office for a private meeting, and advocates of the two issues are sharply criticizing the breakaway Democrats. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action says she's frustrated.
At this point, the IDC just is a shield for the Republicans, protecting them from votes they don't want to take.
But IDC member Senator Diane Savino says despite weeks of lobbying by the governor and women's groups, the votes for codifying the provisions of Roe v. Wade simply aren't there.
Right now, I've not heard one Republican say that they will vote in favor of, you know, codifying Roe v. Wade.
And Senator Savino, who is also a supporter of public campaign finance, says she can understand why some members, particularly in troubled upstate districts, might not want to ask their constituents to contribute taxpayer money to fund elections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.